It's been a long road, and it's not easy to understand why it took so long. We had a wind farm application here out of the Glentish and Stabree, and because of the evidence that we brought to that oral hearing, it went as far as an oral hearing. We had our experts from England and Scotland on peat and peat morphology and hydrology, and the freshwater pearl mussel was particularly relevant. And from that then, after the Bord Pleanála rejected that plan application, we got the planning consultant we'd hired, Peter Crossan. We got him to give a presentation to the Donegal County Council, to the full chamber, executive and elected members, in October 2013, I think that was. And then afterwards, the council themselves brought in another expert, I think it was for 2 days. He was primarily on freshwater pearl mussels, and he gave them a lot of information, and we, the Glentis Wind Farm Information Group, sent information, further information to the council as we would find it. And then we, John Campbell introduced a motion of ours that we would have a 10 times tip height separation distance from turbines to the nearest inhabited or used premises like schools, hospitals, private houses, as well as the six river sub-basins that were covered by EU directives for the preservation and enhancement of the freshwater pearl mussel populations. So the councillors had their, what are now municipal district, but their district meetings among themselves, and then they had a number of days of full chamber meetings in Lifford on it before they finally came around to voting on it. And they voted in the two variations to their county development plan. And immediately afterwards, the minister at that time was Alan White, and Alex White, no, yeah, and Alan Kelly were the two ministers. And Kelly issued a directive annulling Donegal County Council's county development plan, the variation aspects of it. And John Campbell, a councillor, sought leave to have a judicial review of that ministerial direction. And it went to the High Court, and the ministerial direction was squashed by the High Court. And sometime later, part of the High Court decision was that the minister would appoint an inspector to review the whole situation, which happened shortly, very shortly afterwards. And the inspector's report was very much sort of agreeing with what Donegal County Council had done with the two, bringing in those two variations. Yet the minister at this stage was Simon Coveney, and he issued a replica direction cancelling those two variations. So John Campbell, the councillor, brought it to the High Court again, and today the judge, Judge Faherty, issued her decision, which was that the ministerial directive should be quashed in its entirety and costs awarded to Mr. Campbell.
Even though you are welcoming this decision, you are now questioning the department and how it views local democracy.
Yes. The decision highlights very, very much the dictatorial approach that both ministers, successive ministers, brought to bear on the case. They didn't seem to familiarise themselves with the content or with the details. They just issued a directive that, you know, to us and now in hindsight, also to the judge, appeared to be nothing more than a direction which would enable wind farms to be built in Donegal, respective of whether they suited the county or were erected in compliance with sustainable planning. And it's a big question that needs to be asked of the minister and his department. What exactly was the purpose of issuing and reissuing a direction that was bound to fail when legally challenged?